I'm John Peters, one of the founders of Callaway's Nursery. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now here's Neil.
John, I appreciate you. That's all there is to it. I appreciate you. Appreciate you. And thank you. I appreciate all of my listeners as well. Thank you for tuning us in early this Sunday morning. It's a little bit cooler outside if you've not been outside, and that's a good thing. Why don't you pick up that phone and celebrate cooler weather by giving us a call. Let's talk about the plants at your place. How may I help you with your landscape and garden? I'm Neil Sperry, and we do the lawn and garden program here from 8 until 10 every Sunday morning on WBAP. Powerhouse station of the great Southwest United States. Give us a call. It's toll-free anywhere you can hear me, anywhere in the great state or in Oklahoma and Arkansas, Louisiana. Don't get a lot of calls from Louisiana. We get more from New Mexico than we do Louisiana. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now. Let's fill up those phone lines. We are live. 800-288-9227. Mike Bass is running the boards and screening the calls as well. He does all the technical stuff, and I do the gardening things. So give us a call one last time, 800-288-9227. We'd love to hear from you. And as John Peters mentioned, we are sponsored this entire hour, this entire year, by the great people at Callaway's Nurseries. They'll be open just a little bit later this morning, and they'd love to hear from you. Love to see you. That's even better. Stop in their beautiful nurseries. It's a great day for nursery shopping, and they have some wonderful things in store for you, as well as more than 100 Texas-certified nursery professionals to assist you at their 19 Callaway's Nurseries. We always begin our program with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report with senior horticulturist Steve Huddleston.
It's time for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, sponsored by Lentz Landscape Lighting, LENTZLighting.com.
Thank you very much to the folks at Lentz Landscape Lighting. They are the best, and we're joined also by the best. We had lots of superlatives here today. Steve Huddleston, as mentioned, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and it's concert time, Steve.
Well, yeah, good morning, Neil.
Good morning. You're right. Let's do that first. That's always good to establish. It is a great morning. So tell us about the concerts.
Well, it's that time of the year again. We do have a six-week festival of music lined up. This festival features 17 nights of outdoor concerts in June and July. I was at the one Friday night, and actually it was very pleasant on the lawn. We had a nice breeze from the south. During this event, the concert lawn opens at 6:30 p.m. The concerts start at 8:15. Fireworks conclude every concert during the season. And those tickets can be purchased online at the Symphony's website, which is fwsymphony.org. And I will say that the concert tonight is the 1812 Overture. Mm. And then Friday night is the music of Michael Jackson, and then Saturday night is the music of Queen.
That's rather diverse.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, I was looking at a gentleman's iTunes. This is not the symphony concert I'm referring to right now. I was looking at a gentleman's presence in iTunes, somebody I got to meet a couple weeks ago, and his two songs that were listed back-to-back were the Phantom of the Opera and Great Balls of Fire. This is almost as diverse. That's great.
Exactly,
that's
yeah.
Great. All right. So tonight, the 1812 Overture, and then Friday and Saturday nights, the music of Michael Jackson and the music of Queen. I suspect that all of the itinerary would be on the symphony website. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's where you purchase your tickets, correct?
Yes.
Why don't you give that URL one more time?
That is fwsymphony.org.
fwsymphony.org, the Fort Worth Symphony, fwsymphony.org. And you can see which programs you want to attend, and you can also buy your tickets right there. But they are held in the Fort Worth Botanic Garden on the concert lawn. How do you find the concert lawn? I rather suspect you'll have a lot of signage up when people arrive tonight. Do you come in the main entrance or the weekend parking?
Well, no, actually, yes. People can come in, they come in the north entrance.
The north entrance. I missed them both. I had three chances, and I got two of them wrong.
I know. North entrance during concerts for self-parking. We also have valet parking. We have parking down the street at Farrington Field, So we have three options. Well, and people can park in our weekend parking lot as well.
Okay. You know why Steve didn't remember, folks? His private limousine brought him in. He forgot which way they came. Isn't that
Absolutely.
Right, Steve?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Now, you want to talk a little bit about some of the plants that you have? Start out with them.
Well, we do have a bed on the concert lawn. This is the North Vista, and we call that bed the long bed because it is a long bed.
L-O-N-G?
Yes. Anyway, it's really a mixed border. We have large clumps of pampas grass to the back. We have rows of Sharon in that bed, giant coneflowers, sable palms, perennials, annuals. And we always feature an annual toward the front of that bed as a border. Well, this year, our chosen annual is a vinca called Jams and Jellies American Pie Mix.
Sweet.
I like this. Yes. Anyway, this mix features dark blue, blackish purple, actually. Beautiful. Bright red and clear white flowers just in time for Flag Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day. So it's a great patriotic mix for the summer. This mix does include the 2012 All-America Selection Flower winner, Jams and Jellies Blackberry. That's my favorite one of the mix. Really, the flower is a dark, it's just such a dark purple, it's almost black with a little white eye. But it's really pretty. So
it's also a vinca, a periwinkle. This is not something you go eat.
No.
Steve is not out inviting you out for dinner. Okay. All right.
No, it's not taken. At all.
All right.
But, the vinca is named Jams and Jellies Blackberry because the flower is so dark, almost black. Anyway, all three colors are about 2 inches wide with tiny white eyes and great stain power. They're tolerant of heat and drought. Both the flowers and foliage remain fresh and vibrant even during the dog days of August. The plant gets about 10 to 14 inches high, 10 to 12 inches wide. It's ideal for sunny to partly shaded beds as well as containers.
All right. And the containers would allow perfect drainage, which is always good with any periwinkles anywhere.
Yeah.
So these are all in the long bed?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Gotcha. And I was just musing over, I wonder, when you send somebody out to pull weeds out of the long bed, I wonder if you tell them you are being sent to the long bed.
That just sounds foreboding. That might not be much motivation.
No, that's a kind of a deterrent. All right, at the west end of the long bed, what do you find there?
Well, we have some pink crinums. This is an old southern favorite. It's a bulb. Bold, strap-like foliage, about 3 feet tall. Flowering stalks rise above that foliage and produce as many as 11 trumpet-shaped flowers. These particular flowers are pink. Colors vary, among the crinums from white to pink striped. But they're fragrant. It's a nice flower to have in the bed when people sit on the lawn in the evening.
Those things are robust, aren't they?
Yes.
If everything we grew could be so happy to grow for us, that would be nice. That would be really nice. All right, tell us how to find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden.
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And also the 24-hour information number?
That is 817-392-5510.
All right. And finally, the website?
That is fwbg.org.
All right, and this is Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and he joins us every Sunday at this time. Steve, we appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Have fun at the concerts. We appreciate that notification. And remember, folks, all that information is at fwsymphony.org. Steve will be back this time next week. That is sponsored by the fine folks at Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry for a bunch of years. I started doing ads for them in 1995. My wife and a friend and I were going out to see a comedian last night, a friend of ours, and we drove right past the neighborhood where I met Fred Marshall and where he showed me a couple of the jobs that he had done. Got to meet the homeowners. That's in 1995. I said, there they are. There are the houses where Fred first showed me his work, and I had talked to those homeowners, and they said, we were so thrilled. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but it amounted to this. We were so happy with the work that the folks at Advanced Foundation Repair did. They did it quickly, and they did it well, and our house is now back together the way it should have been in the first place. That's essentially what they said. And the reason that I don't remember word for word exactly what they said is it has been repeated to me by so many people for all of those 30 years. What is that? That's 23 years. That's a long time to be telling you about Advanced Foundation Repair. Nobody does foundation repairs any better than Advanced Foundation Repair. They have worked at my home, and they worked at an old pier and beam, lovely former home that was an office building that I owned in downtown McKinney, and they made it whole once again. They can do anything. Call them. If you think you might have foundation problems, or if you just want to make sure that you don't going into what appears to be a long, hot, dry summer, call Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. They are affordable. They are efficient, and they are really good. And the work that they do is guaranteed for the lifetime of the building. The home inspection is absolutely free and without obligation. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
I'm Ginger Collins, Assistant Manager with Callaway's Nursery in Hearst. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Ginger, very much. Let's go right to our phone lines, and our first call today is Lynn in Fort Worth. Lynn, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I apologize. I'm out and about. I don't have my book, your book, my copy of your book in front of me.
Don't carry it with you everywhere you go? Oh, I'm crushed.
I've got some winter creeper, and I thought I've read somewhere that I can trim them in season also rather than back at the January, February.
Oh, yes.
And when?
Doesn't matter. I trim mine when they look ragged. I've trimmed them already a couple of times this year. I don't trim them into like a lawn where you just mow it all the time. I see people who do that. In fact, I was noticing a bed of winter creeper along 380 at Redbud in McKinney where it's being kept about 2 inches tall, and it seems to be surviving. My beds are 4 or 5 inches tall, and some of them 5 to 6 inches. And I trim them 2 or 3 times during the year, but a lot of that is kind of front-end loaded because they do most of their growing in the first half of the season.
Okay.
And I'll use a line trimmer and just kind of knock the oddball growth off the top when they look a little jagged.
Okay. And I've got some little white little things that are, and I don't remember what they are. They're in your book, but I don't remember how do I take care of them.
All right. I want to know more about that now. What do they look like?
They're smaller than a grain of rice. They're shaped like a grain of rice. I mean, I can see them with my naked eye. They're not microscopic. And
you said they're white and they're affixed to what? To the leaves and stems?
Yes.
All right. I want you to go online and look up Euonymus scale. That is that's a scourge of Euonymus shrubs. It is not common on Euonymus, purple winter creeper Euonymus, which I have grown for 30 years and had really good results with. I have probably a third of an acre of it. I don't know how much I have, but I have a lot of beds of it. And I've seen it 2 times on mine. Once was in a shaded area where it didn't get any hot beating sun, and it got started there. I think it probably came from some hollies or something. I don't know if it's the same scale that gets on hollies. And then the other time that I got it, it was when it started to climb a tree trunk, and because this plant will climb. I don't let it climb anymore because I found that it was a problem when it started to climb. When it got up off the ground and therefore had a little more air circulation, it stayed cooler, the scale got a start. And I don't want that scale in my Euonymus. I like that ground cover too much. So what I would do is I would use a systemic insecticide, imidacloprid, imidacloprid. It's the most common insecticide we have, and it is a drench. I'd put it only in the area where the scale is appearing. And that's one treatment in my bed probably 7 years ago, and I've not seen it come back. These things don't bloom, so there's no risk for those who are concerned about bee colony collapse with imidacloprid. That hadn't been proven anyway, but that's not a factor in this case. And that worked out quite well. And then I would not let it climb anything because that does seem to be a problem. I don't. I don't see it out in other landscapes. Usually winter creeper euonymus is used in really hot spots, and it's down close to the ground where it's hotter. I think the heat may discourage the insect. On shrubs, on shrub form euonymus, it's a booger bear.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Euonymus scale. It's on your
side. Euonymus scale. You'll see that insecticide. Remember, okay. It starts with IMID, and then goes on from there for a while. And any independent retail garden center, it's systemic. It is a systemic insecticide. It's in the big national brands. You'll not have any trouble finding it.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
You're tops. Thanks, Lynn. All right. We'll take our first longer break. We'll come back to Tim in Arlington and Eric in Arlington and Jill in Lindsay. So there we go. That's what we have. And some fun questions coming up, so we'll try to help. Let me tell you about my book, and let me tell you what's going on very special about the book right now for a really short period of time. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, which is not in stores and not on Amazon. You already knew that. 840 of my photos. That hasn't changed. 344 pages. It covers all aspects of landscaping, lawns, and gardens for all of Texas. That's all the same. What isn't the same is that the book is going to start in its third printing sometime within the next few days. I have on my computer at home. I have the PDF of all 344 pages. Actually, there are more than that because you have the front work and you have the index at the back. So probably about 370 pages, and I get to proofread all that. Fact be known, I'm not proofreading all of that. I'm proofreading the three or four pages that have changes. One of them has a price change. The price is going up from $31.95 to $33.95 because the price I'm paying is going up. Another thing that is changing is it's now going to say third printing 2018. And it seems like the barcode has to change. Those are the changes. I'll look for those. But in the meantime, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, I can save you a bundle on the book before we send it off to the presses and before it is finished. It's a pre-order special. Regular $33.95 when it comes out of the bindery. You can pre-order it for $26.95. Now, I cannot send that to you right away because it hasn't even started printing yet. But when it comes out of the bindery, I'll start signing the sold books in the sequence in which they're sold, and they'll ship as soon as I can sign them all. And you'll save $7 per book by doing that. If you happen to need a copy of the second printing immediately, we have reserved back a few hundred of them. I have them in my office at home. I look at them as I'm typing newspaper columns. There's a limited number, and they're still $31.95. But the better deal is save clear down to $26.95. It is a special that will go away without notice. It will not be repeated, and your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Pre-order special, just $26.95 on the third printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. The best way to get that special is to order it right now at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. I have a quota that I'll be willing to sell at that price, and also time is working against it because once it's committed, and once it's out of the bindery, then the pre-order doesn't apply. So it's just $26.95. You can call Monday through Friday if you wish. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. But the better way is at Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com.
Chickadee-dee-dee, chickadee. That's the song you'll hear when nature's cutest bird visits your yard. At Wild Birds Unlimited, they believe birds shouldn't eat the fillers contained in discount seed blends. They sell the seed birds actually want to eat. Talk to their experts in Arlington, McKinney, Burleson, Dallas, Flower Mound, and Keller. Or find Wild Birds Unlimited at wbu.com/DFW. Wild Birds Unlimited. They bring people and nature together.
For the finest in soil amendments, shop Texas Pure Products. This is a partnership of Plano, Allen, Frisco, Richardson, and McKinney to recycle yard waste into the ideal compost. Omri listed, the compost and top dressing are USDA Organics approved. Every bag is filled with 100% rich and wonderful compost. Find local dealers from their website, texaspureproducts.com, or order from that site or call 972-769-4150. Texas Pure Products.
Let me tell you right now about Bonide Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. It's my favorite name of any product I think I've ever done. If you're an organic gardener, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control product. It's from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available to use easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in applicators. Bonide products are family-made in America. Pick up some Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide today. Bonide products, family-made in America. Available at Gibson Ace Hardware in Weatherford, Nicholson Hardy in Dallas, and Handley Feed Store in Fort Worth. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. Bonide, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Brian Hudson with Callaway's in Dallas on Greenville Avenue. And now back to Neil.
All right, Brian, thank you. Let's go right back to those phone lines and we go to Tim in Arlington.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Appreciate that call.
Okay. I have been composting for the last several years. Leaves, grass, vegetable scraps, so on and so forth, eggshells. Some of it has been in a couple of plastic 35-gallon barrels for about 3 to 5 years. Is it still viable?
Yes, sir. If it is recognizable as compost and has not gotten wet and turned to some kind of a stew, you should be fine.
Okay. So, if it has any green to it, I'm concerned about, because some of the neighbors want it, and I, don't want to give them stuff that maybe has a fungus or anything else like that that has grown in there.
No, quite the opposite. Any fungal organism that's in there, I would think at this point, if it were a harmful one to start with, that's gone. Because the living tissue is what they'd be looking for, any fungal organism that would be in there at this point, if you were to put it through a pathology lab and see what would culture out of it, would be an organism that would be living off decaying organic matter, and that's good. That's what you want. No, I think you're
okay.
Fine. I would suggest that they use it in tandem with other organic matter, not just put it out by itself, but
right.
Mix it in with
now, I have so much of organic. It. Would it hurt to throw any of it on my grass? I have Bermuda.
I don't see any reason to do that. That's a waste
okay.
of it. That's just like throwing it out in the wind and letting it blow around or something. You're better
okay.
off putting it into the soil. Compost is not to be put on top of the ground. It's to go in the soil.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your time.
You're
sir.
Welcome,
nice
Tim.
Weekend.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right, Eric in Arlington, you'll be coming up right after this break, and I'm going to move pretty quickly. This is our longest segment that we have coming out of this news, so stay with me. We'll get several questions done. Dallas Plumbing Company, founded by Ward Downs back in 1903. I am really proud to tell you about Dallas Plumbing. They've been serving Dallas area homes and businesses since 1903. One call for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing services, 24-hour emergency service, 7 days a week. Do you think their phone has rung this week a little bit? Hey, Dallas Plumbing, I have no air conditioning. You think that call's been heard more than once? They would be happy to hear from you, and they'll be happy to help you. They can get cool to you again, make you cool again. Brother, they can help you. For a limited time, my friends, now this is a different sort of a situation. This is a preventive kind of a visit to your home. For a limited time, my friends at Dallas Plumbing Company are offering a one-time, one-system AC checkup. The Texas heat is here. No time to have an AC breakdown. Get on it preemptively before there's a problem. The air conditioning specialist at Dallas Plumbing Company will do a thorough 15-point checkup on your air conditioner for just $79 per system. And if you like the service, you can sign up for their twice yearly plan for only $80 more. Now that is, we've been doing this for many, many years. And this is the big one. This is the great big system checkup. with those 15 points that they go through. They can explain those details. Here is the phone number. It is 214-761-6779. Or visit them online at dallasplumbing.com. If you go online, you may see a different phone number. My favor that I always ask is, let them know you heard about them here on my program, Neil Sperry, the garden program. That's all you have to say is the gardening program. Dallas Plumbing Company services all makes and models. They're a factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier. Turn to the experts. That means Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. For more information, 214-761-6779. On the web, dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
I mentioned to you that Callaway's Nursery, it's nurseries, but their official business name is Callaway's Nursery, 19 locations in the Metroplex. They started here. They are here. And they would love to have you come in today. They'll be open just a little later this morning. They sponsor this entire hour. Stop in at Callaway's today. Discover their incredible selection of blooming plants for your landscape, including Cora, Periwinkles, Coravinca, in all their summer glory. 4-inch Coravinca is on sale for $1.48 each. These heat and humidity-loving flowers rebloom all season. They're exactly what's needed for our Texas conditions. You think we have heat and humidity? Coravinca doesn't care. It's happy. To ensure the very best start for your Coravinca plants, start them with Callaway's flower bed mix and then use Callaway's professional flower food to keep them healthy and thriving. Plant them in raised beds. Let the professionals at Callaway's help you with advice. Stock up on Coravinca, shrubs, trees, grass, mulch, soil, compost, and more. Short on time, then ask their new pick and plant service. Hey, I haven't talked about this. Let me do that one again. If you're short on time, ask about their new pick and plant service. You choose the plants. You pick those plants. They do the planting. The professional team at Callaway's Nursery will take care of getting it all planted just where you want it. Talk to one of their Texas-certified nursery professionals for all the details on this great new service. They started it on a test basis last year, and they have rolled it out now, and it's really exciting. You can always count on Callaway's to bring you the very best, all backed with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. A better garden begins with a better plant, and that's exactly what you'll find at Callaway's. To find a location near you, including the new store in Hebron, visit their website at callaways.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for their Blooming Rewards loyalty program, where you can earn reward points for every dollar you spend, gain access to exclusive discounts, and more. Callaway's Nursery, your spring planting headquarters. callaways.com.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
The Bridge Homeless Shelter in Dallas is out of business today because of a power failure. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP Classic Dodge of Denton 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
Traffic Watch.
Construction's closed the ramp that runs from FM 1382, that's otherwise known as Beltline Road, over to northbound Highway 67. It'll be closed until the end of this month. Construction also closed several of the ramps to and from Highway 114 at Loop 12, Walton Walker Boulevard. Let us know about any traffic problems you might see. You can call the Traffic Tip Hotline. We're at 214-765-5299. And now the WBAP forecast. Decreasing clouds throughout the day. High temperature today, 91. Tonight, clear and mild. Overnight low down to 70. Monday, increasing clouds and a high of 92. Right now, though, cloudy and 79 degrees in Dallas. Efforts are underway today to restore power to Dallas The Bridge homeless shelter. It had to be evacuated yesterday when a nearby power transformer overheated and failed just as the Dallas heat index reached 108 degrees. Now, the city won't let anyone into the building until the electricity's been restored and any damage that may have been done by the sudden power failure has been fixed. A new poll finds stiffer gun control laws may have more support in Texas than many think. According to a new Quinnipiac survey, half of all of the registered voters in this state support stricter gun control laws in general. In addition, 50% also support an outright ban on assault weapons. 93% of us expressed very high support for requiring background checks for all gun buyers. Pollsters said they couldn't find any group that doesn't approve of that. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Your next update's at 9 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
1930s are difficult times for America. The country was in the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. It was during that time that Mueller started making metal products. Now, more than 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller and its products understand what it means to weather the storm. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valuable possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in our area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and snowstorms for years to come. That's a lot longer than the conventional roof. And if you want peace of mind for the future, your decision will be a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to learn more and to find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head. Give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER, 877-268-3553, or stop by one of their 33 locations today. Mueller, made in America and made to last. MuellerInc.com.
How would you like to get paid a lot of money to relocate and you don't have to leave your job? Tell you how you can do it. Monday night at 9:30 on the Chris Kroc Show. It all starts at 8, only on WBAP.
I want to tell you about Sunburst Shutters right now and invite you to give them a call, invite them to your home, and take a look at what they have to offer. These folks are fabulous. 28 going on 29 years in the business, and they started in the business making wood shutters. But soon thereafter, probably 25 years ago or so, they started with a product called Polywood. They started using a product called Polywood. It's a man-made material. It looks like wood. It is a white or off-white, but it doesn't crack or split or peel or chip. It is color fast all the way through. It is a man-made material that from 18 inches away you would think was the finest quality wood shutter your money could buy. As it is, it's just the finest shutter your money can buy. It comes in 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louver size plantation style shutters that can be custom made for any opening in your home. And because they're custom made for any opening in your home, they're more energy efficient. They fit better than any other shutter can fit. They also do shutters out of reclaimed wood, and they can stain the poly wood, and they have hidden tilt shutters and barn door. This is barn door siding doors. You get the picture on that. They are doing so many great things. A couple of ways you can make contact with them. You can call them and get directions to their showroom. Let them give you directions. It's in an industrial park, and you go as far as you think you need to go, and then just a little bit farther, and you'll find them. Or they'll come to you. It's very easy either way. It all starts, though, with a phone call to 214-343-2601. Love these people. Love their shutters. And our family is really happy with ours. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. Also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Ryan Hallett from the McKinney Store. And now, back to Neil.
All right, Ryan, thank you. He's a great-looking guy, and he is not from, we'll just say not from East Texas. He's New Zealand, I think. Oh, it's fun to talk to him. He's a good, helpful guy. I like him. Let's go to Eric in Arlington. He's been waiting patiently. Eric, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have two quick questions. First one, I went to a professional landscape place and asked him about, you know, it's the time of the year to pre-emerge, I believe, in June. And one of the gentlemen had told me it's too hot, which I disagree with. And so I wanted to make sure by you that it's time to do it in June, regardless.
It is the time for the second application of pre-emergence for crabgrass and grass burrs. The first application is made the first 10 or 12 days of March, and the second application is made 90 days later, which is right now.
Right.
If you did not make the first application, the second application is moot. If you did make the first application, then the second one is critical because the pre-emergent weed killer that was put out in March has about a 90-day shelf life or 100 days, and you have to have that booster shot to get you through the rest of the summer.
That's what I thought. And so when he said that, I thought, well, I got to call Neil and be sure. And then another one he said was the 007 they sell. I'm going to spell it P-E-N-D-I-N-E-T-H-A-L-I-N, pendolithalin or something like that. Is that any good for a pre-emerge? That's what they sell for their pre-emerge.
It would be fine. I think you put your faith in the results, and you just say, are you willing to guarantee that this is going to eliminate crabgrass and graspers? That's what you're being hired to do. That is one that professionals use. And so I think you put your faith. Now, if he's trying to talk you out of using it, I have a little bit of concern.
That's one of the ones they sell. And I know I always buy the brand.
That's not, but is this the same person who said it's too hot to use a pre-emergent?
Well, same company, but a different location. The guy that said that was in South Lake. This was in Arlington, where they said to use this 007.
Okay.
But I've always bought the ones that you suggested from Callaway's, the Bonide and the...
That's fine. I'm just, the ones that are usually available at consumer level are Dimension and sometimes Baylan and Halts,
Okay, and then dirt. I have some low spots. Would you suggest dirt or sand? And would I buy this from Home Depot or somewhere else so I won't have any weeds in it?
The dividing line is 1 inch. If it's less than 1 inch or up to 1 inch, I would use washed brick sand. And by washed, it's been run in the river through the whatever they do. They have a seine of some sort that gets all the weeds out. It's what you'd use to mix mortar. It's yellow, it's clean, it's sandbox sand is what that means. If it's more than an inch, you don't want sand because that's not going to hold moisture and nutrition, and you'll see the irregularity of nutritional patterns in your lawn if you have more than an inch of sand. And so in those cases, you want to use some kind of soil. I don't think I'd just be buying random topsoil to be brought in. You probably don't need that much. You can buy bagged topsoil. Where you are, I would probably go to an independent retail garden center and buy something from them or ask them who has in their area something really good and clean in the way of topsoil in some level of bulk that they would stand behind and recommend. You mentioned Callaway's. I'd go back to Callaway's and ask the manager. You have a couple of Callaway's in Arlington itself and North and South Callaway's, and I would just ask their manager, where could I get some good soil for filling that I know would not have nutsedge in it?
Okay, sounds great. I appreciate your time.
Good deal. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Jill in Lindsay. Jill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the all-time question for a beautiful plant run amok, isn't it?
Yes, I feel like it's bamboo.
it's bamboo without the steroids.
How do I get rid of it?
This is sea oats?
Yes.
Yeah. Inland sea oats. Folks, this is a really pretty little grass that just kind of quivers in the wind, and you say, man, I love that. Let me see. What did I say? I really like the looks of that. It's really pretty when it's dried. I like that. I want some of that. And now, 40 feet away, how can I get that stuff out of here? What am I going to do with it? It's everywhere. There was a fire station that had a bunch of it in a northern suburb, and they they took it out. It went everywhere. It seeds freely. It's extremely invasive, and all you can do is deal with it as an annual weed like we would other weedy grasses. I'm sure a pre-emergent would work. I just kept mine trimmed off, and after a couple of years, it was gone because it didn't have a fresh supply of seeds. I guess it is. I don't know if it's perennial. It probably is. But I sprayed the original mother plants with glyphosate, with one of the glyphosate products, the original Roundup or Cleanup or one of those that only had glyphosate as the active ingredient. And then I used pre-emergence in my beds to keep the seeds from coming up. It isn't. Okay. It really isn't as difficult as you think. It just drives you nuts.
Yeah, it's just coming up everywhere.
I know.
I mean, I've had it for about, probably 6 or 7 years, and it kind of stayed in the same place, but now all of a sudden it's coming up everywhere.
I think your first three words sum it all up. I've had it.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, Jill, another thing that will help a great deal is mulching with a couple of inches of a loose mulch, because then you can take a hoe that you have sharpened and just drag it through the mulch. It's not hard to. All you have to do is disturb the seeds as they germinate and leave them laying there on top of the mulch, and they'll dry up really quickly in this kind of weather, and they're gone. It isn't a hard weed to get rid of. That's where it's very different from bamboo.
Okay.
You
All
can
right.
do
Thank
it.
Thank you very much.
You can make it, girl. I know you can. Thank you. All right. Larry and LaRue, hang with me. You'll be next up. Folks, he is last call I have. I haven't given the number in about 30 or 40 minutes for that reason. Now it's your turn. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. You would be right after Larry and LaRue. Neil Sprays Lone Star Gardening. Want to pre-order it? You want to save $7? That's the biggest discount I've ever given on the book, and it's for an extremely limited time. We're about to go back onto the presses. If you take my electronic newsletter, eGardens, which comes out every Thursday, you're seeing photographs of it at the press from the second printing. And that's the way it's going to look in the next few days as it goes on to the presses at Clear Visions in San Antonio. I printed my book in Texas. I didn't want it printed in China. I self-published it because I wanted to be able to work with my editor and my graphic designer locally. They live within 8 miles of my house, and so we could meet frequently, or we could email, or we could exchange things that we needed to discuss. 840 of my photographs, 344 of my pages, the three of us, Carolyn Skye, the editor, and Cindy Smith, the graphic designer, they are both the best there is in their business. The three of us put the book together, and your satisfaction with it is completely guaranteed. If you don't have it, here's your chance to save a huge amount. It's a good way to buy them as gifts. It'll be out of the bindery somewhere in midsummer. And then I will start signing them in the sequence in which they have been ordered. And they're being ordered quite quickly. I have a quota that I'm willing to do at this price. I don't want to give them all away at that price. And I also have a time limit of when we have to call a halt on this, because they will come out of the bindery. And at that point, I can't be pre-ordering. That stands to reason, doesn't it? $26.95. It will be $33.95. I'm having to pay more for them. So once they print and bind, it'll be $33.95. If you need a copy of the second printing immediately, maybe for Father's Day or something, we do have a limited number still available at $31.95. But the best deal of all is the pre-order price on the third printing at $26.95 plus tax and postage. There are two ways you can get it. Not from stores and not from Amazon, but by calling my office Monday through Friday. That's the less attractive of the two. And that's 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. The better way, the way to get it done right now and get you in line farther forward, is to go to neilsperry.com. N-E-I-L. SPERRY.com and order there. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening at only $26.95 plus tax and postage. Order before the price goes up without notice. As soils go from dry to wet to dry, our foundations are taken along for the ride. Serious damage can ensue. If you're seeing signs of what you fear might be foundation issues, let the experts at Advanced Foundation Repair do their thorough evaluation on your home's foundation. It's free, and if you don't have foundation problems, they'll tell you so. Their work is affordable, and it's guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, Foundation Repairs.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted.
Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hello, friends. I'm Tommy Brummett. Do you like the sound of children? Then you'll love First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. We have Sunday school classes and ministries for children of all ages. We have a new building dedicated to youth ministry and young people in all worship services. If you're looking for a church where the love of God is proclaimed and all people are welcome, come and worship with us. First United Methodist Church in McKinney. From the good folks at First Methodist, God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Tommy. See you this morning. Let me tell you about Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, WBRoofing.com, 972-562-5788. Have you thought about a roof for your home? How long has it been since you thought about a roof for your home? How long has it been since you looked at the roof on your home? There are some telltale symptoms of roofs that need to be either repaired or replaced. And I don't know about you, but I don't see those symptoms. I'm not up on my roof like I used to be. I just find that when you pass about 35 years of age, you're not the mountain goat you used to be. Maybe a little older than that, but and even when I used to get on the roof, I didn't see hail damage. I just didn't know what I was looking for, and it is quite obvious to a trained eye. Wortham Brothers will give you your home that trained inspection, and they will tell you if there is a problem. They'll show it to you. They take pictures, they bring them down to you, and they show them to you, and then they can advise you as what your next step would be. If there are some obvious problem areas where you're having a leak, regardless of hail damage or any kind of storm damage, if you're having some kind of a problem, they know what to do. These folks are the real pros. How do I know so much about Wortham Brothers Roofing? Well, we have a Wortham Brothers roof on our home. I'm now a veteran. This happened about 6 or 7 weeks ago, and we couldn't be happier. They're careful. They protected all of the plants in my landscape. They did it in, 2 or 3 days, and there were some rather involved angles. Roofs are not as easy as they used to be. We don't have a complicated house, not a big house, but they did a beautiful job, just a beautiful job, and I recommend them extremely highly. I did before, and I really do now. Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, the company that has been on my roof. 972-562-5788, WBRoofing.com. Give them a call. Go to their website, Wortham Brothers Roofing Company.
We at Callaway's are proud to offer the finest in plants, products, and services. I'm Lori Holtzclaw from the Denton Callaway's, and we're proud to be sponsoring this segment of the program. And now, back to Neil.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, thanks to Callaway's. Be sure that you go by Callaway's and let them know that you listen to the program and thank them for their advertising. Let's go to Larry in LaRue. Larry, how can I help you?
I have a problem with knockout roses.
Okay.
They came on beautifully. They're in pots. I've always had them in pots for over 12 years.
Okay.
They came on beautifully this spring. And when the buds died back, I trimmed off the spent blossom, you know?
Yes, sir.
And then within a week and a half, one of the two plants, the leaves at the end started browning and curling up over themselves. And now then it's almost completely nude.
Larry, where is LaRue? How close to the Metroplex?
You know where Athens is?
I do.
All right. I'm about 10 miles east.
All right. What I need to have you do is go to my homepage. You go online, right?
Yeah, but I don't do Facebook.
No, you don't have to. Okay. Go to my homepage at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L.
Yeah, I know.
Sperry. Okay.
I've been there.
And you scroll down on the stories that I have, and I have Rose Rosette.
It's not
story.
That.
All right. You're sure?
Yes.
All right.
I'm wondering, I've had that same pot in it for several years now. Could it be pot bound? It's causing the new growth not to come back again after trimmed them back?
It's possible, yes, sir. Could be pot bound. Could be that they got too dry.
They're not too dry.
Well, those two things are the same thing, Larry. Okay. Pot bound equates to too dry. They don't have enough room for the moisture to stay.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah. All right. I will tell you that a lot of people say I don't have rosette, and knockouts are the most susceptible to rosette, it appears. So I don't want to go back to that. You're pretty adamant and pretty sure, and I'll leave it alone.
I've read all your articles about that.
Good.
That's the first thing I look for.
Good. All right. Well, the description is exactly what it looks like, and if I had to describe it, I would say exactly what you said. But anyway, it may be that they just got too dry. Thrips are a possibility on flowers, but not so much on the foliage, doing what you're
right.
Describing. So, I would also go to the American Rose Society and see what they have on their website that might match up with you, because they have a lot of illustrations there, a lot of photographs, and they would maybe be a source of help. ARS.org.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your call and your waiting. Thank you. Have a great day. Let me take, what do I have? I have about almost a minute, and I'll bet I can help Terry and Rockwall in that length of time. He's got a little gem magnolia that's dropping leaves. Is that right, Terry?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
They are all dropping leaves. I blow my deck every day right now. This is the time that they change their leaves.
Yes, sir. Is there any kind of fertilizer I need to put on that?
Absolutely. A high nitrogen fertilizer. Same thing, probably all nitrogen. Same thing you put on your lawn grass. And then water it deeply. Every little gem magnolia in town is doing exactly what you're describing right now. It started about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yes, sir. I live out the shores in Rockwall, and there's tons of these little gem magnolias out here. They all look bad.
They're all doing it. They'll look fine in another 2 or 3 weeks. It is their time for changing out their leaves. Absolutely normal.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. All right, folks, if you're on hold, stay with me. We'll be back. We have another hour. Stay tuned, please.